Candidates vying to become the next president of the United States are courting Hispanic voters at events such as this one in Orlando, Florida. The candidates, such as Democratic Senator Barack Obama, are trying to win support from Latinos by touting their credentials on issues like immigration.
Nobody has been a more consistent supporter of comprehensive immigration reform than I have been.
Polls show immigration reform is the biggest issue for U.S. Hispanics, especially now that Congress failed to pass a bill to improve border security and legalize millions of undocumented workers, mainly from Latin America. The most recent U.S. government data estimates there are more than 40 million Hispanics in the United States, accounting for more than 12% of the total U.S. population.
One of the dimensions is population.
Former San Antonio Mayor Henry Cisneros was the first Hispanic leader of a major American city. He says Latino communities are growing fastest in places where presidential candidates most need support in order to win.
When you look at the most populous states in America, California, Texas, Florida, New York, Illinois, they also happen to be the states that have the largest Latino populations in America. Add to that some of the fast-growing states like Arizona, Colorado, Nevada. Latinos are going to be a factor.
President Bush's efforts to grab Latino support raised his share of the Hispanic vote from 35% in 2000 to 44% in 2004. So 2008 presidential candidates like Democratic Senator Hillary Clinton have sought backing from high-profile Hispanics. U.S. Senator Robert Menendez, who supports Clinton, says issues like immigration have motivated Hispanics to turn out at the polls, making them a crucial voting bloc.
We've seen a continuous rise in the turnout of Latino voters in the year 2004 in the presidential election. Last year in midterm elections, when the rest of the population dipped in turnout, our population rose in terms of turnout. And the projections for 2008 continue to rise.
The National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials confirms this. At its recent conference in Orlando, it stressed that last November's U.S. midterm elections saw the highest Latino turnout on record, 9 million voters compared to 6 million in 2002. Most of those votes went to Democratic Party candidates. But Houston-based political researcher David Hill says neither party can count on unwavering support from Latinos.
It's very much an independent vote that's up for grabs, and maybe that's the stimulus for more politicians looking at it, only there's some opportunity. But it's the kind of thing that also, I think, makes some politicians pause, because they haven't really quite got a fix yet on who are Hispanics politically and which direction are they headed.
He says his research shows Latinos are interested in a range of issues, including education, healthcare, the economy, and U.S. relations with Latin American countries like Mexico and Cuba. And he agrees that Hispanics can have a decisive impact on the result of next year's presidential election if they turn out to vote in large numbers. In Orlando, Florida, for VOA News, I'm Steve Mort.